Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Dr. A.T. Robertson, one of the world's greatest Greek scholars and a professor at Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky, produced a great set of books with the title Word Pictures in the New Testament. These six books are among the most useful I have in my study. Refer to them almost every day when I have prepared a lesson for the pulpit at the church where I preach. Usually the last step of preparation before I deliver the sermon is to examine what Dr. Robertson says about the passage I will be discussing. I have found the books to be almost indispensable in my sermon preparation. Incidentally, that is true of thousands of preachers throughout the world. But Dr. A.T. Robertson was a Calvinist, not a radical Calvinist, but a moderate one. He apparently had serious doubts about the doctrine of once in grace, always in grace. In Volume 2 of the set of books I have just mentioned, Dr. Robertson discussed the parable of the sower, Luke 8, 9-15. Jesus said that some believe for a while, and in time of temptation fall away. Dr. Robertson comments, ostensibly, they are sincere and have a real start in the life of faith. Page 114. But in spite of his rejection of some Calvinistic dogmas, Dr. Robertson embraced the doctrine of predestination. That is, God has elected a certain number to be lost and a certain number to be saved. In Volume 3 of his set of books, he writes, "The problem for every preacher and pastor is how to win the elect to Christ." Page 299. My friends, that is not the problem for every preacher. The problem for every preacher and for every other Christian is to bring men and women to Christ so they can become the elect. Dr. Robertson's comments appear in his discussion of Paul's preaching at Corinth. Paul had encountered intense opposition from the Jews at Corinth. He apparently had experienced fear because of the persecution of the Jews. The Lord commanded him to stop being afraid, but speak and hold not his peace. The Lord then assured Paul, "For I am with you, and no man shall set upon you." Now please listen carefully. "For I have much people in this city." Acts 18:9 and 10. Were there elect people in Corinth before Paul preached there? If men were elected before Paul preached, why did the Lord command Paul, "Speak and hold not your peace"? What does preaching have to do with election if men and women are predestined from the foundation of the world to enjoy eternal life? And why did Jesus say, "Come unto me all who labor and are heavy laden"? Matthew 11:28. If they were the elect, they did not need to come to Christ. If they were not the elect, it would do them no good if they did come to Him. If Paul were not bringing the elect to Christ, but bringing men and women that they might be elected, what is the meaning of the expression, "I have much people in this city"? The God of heaven knew the hearts of all the people in Corinth. He knew which ones were open-minded enough to receive the gospel message. He wanted those people to have the opportunity to hear Paul's sermons, so they could render obedience to Jesus Christ and become the elect. And when do we become elect? We are elected when we believe in Christ, repent of our sins, confess the name of Jesus Christ before men, and are baptized into Christ for the remission of sins. In other words, when we elect the Son, God elects us. Is that what occurred at Corinth? And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house, and many of the Corinthians hearing, believed and were baptized. Acts 18:8. Paul knew the message he was to preach at Corinth, so that the lost could be saved by obeying the Lord. He preached that message. He continued there for a year and 6 months, teaching the Word of God among them. Acts 18:11.